Time for our monthly get-together with the Hackettstown Free Public Library, cleverly called Check It Out. We're going to talk about some great events coming up in March, and one that involves a very well-known local author who is also with us here today. But we'll start by introducing Director Jerry Galante, and welcome back, my man. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Are you doing enjoying this nice warm weather or what?
Yeah, I mean, while it lasts. I think it's supposed to be like 40 degrees.
Something like that, said Tony.
Get ready to get sick, everyone.
Winter is going to get one last... treat for us, I think, before we get to the end of things. But thanks for coming back in. This is a jam-packed calendar you got for March, including some events that you wanted to draw some attention to happening today and tomorrow, right? Did you want to start with that?
Correct. It is New Jersey Makers Day, which for some reason is actually 3 days. So we are not open on Sunday, so we don't have any events then. But last night, Ms. Rebecca did balloon cars, and that was pretty cool. I think she may have taken photos. Let's hope she did. So for today, we have a marble maze for teens, and we have an all-ages egg drop competition. So if you come, you get to create some kind of a device for making sure the egg does not crack when you drop it. And for the marble maze, you get to, once again, use all different sorts of things to make a maze out of marbles. Four marbles, rather. And then tomorrow, we have a couple take and makes. We have a popsicle stick catapult for kids, which is pretty cool. And we have a popsicle stick wall decor take and make.
Mm.
And then we also have, for teens and tweens, a leprechaun trap contest. So trap those leprechauns as creatively as you can.
So like a box and with a stick and a string, what would I use to bait the leprechaun? What do they go for? Because he will lead me to the pot of gold. There's got to be something that will entice the leprechaun.
Lucky Charms.
Booze. Some sort of adult beverage, maybe. That's what.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's what our guest said. I said Lucky Charms.
I like your guest thinking. Right? That's a little bit better. Those are good events. Those are really good stuff.
Yeah, and this coming week we also have a program for Animals Go to War. So it's all about animals during wartime. So that should be pretty cool.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and that's an in-person event. So if you want to come by, definitely check that one out. And we'll be closed the 29th, just for Good Friday. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, you want to introduce your special guest who's with us here?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Dr. Peter Lubrecht is here, and he is doing a series for us at House of the Good Shepherd, actually. So, Pete, we have a couple events coming up in the next couple months.
Oh, you want me to talk?
Yeah, come on up.
Yeah. You're the one to talk.
Yeah, right? Get on that microphone there. And welcome back. Good to have you back here with us today.
Good to see you guys.
Just a big fan of your work, and I'm really glad that you're working with Jerry.
Well, I am too. I am really too, because...
Me too.
We got to give the library some credit here,
uh-huh,
that we've been able to combine the events because of the library is a landmark and can't be altered in some way, and there's no room for a large group of people there to come into any presentation. So we've moved the presentation to the House of the Good Shepherd, open to the public. Sometimes there's coffee and cookies.
Right.
And the next presentation, fill me in, is Shakespeare.
Correct. Yeah. On the 11th of April, it's the real Will Shakespeare as they knew him.
Yes, because the image of Shakespeare isn't even close to what the man was.
Is that right?
Yes. He has been, canonized in some sense. And in the other way that he becomes something that's very lofty and intellectual, which
sure,
is so far from the truth.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can't say this comfortably, but there were certain topics that are no longer politically acceptable. And also the fact there was the question, did he really write it? Which is not a question in my mind. So this presentation is based, I was there years ago, took pictures, also did some research on it. And also, so we'll talk about that. Who was the real Will Shakespeare? What was the theater like?
Hmm.
It was not as we know it today.
The Michael Jordan of literature, but now I got to rethink things, I guess, with him. Huh?
And
wow.
What you want to read is the original plays that he wrote, not the ones that were altered. About 50 to 100 years later, Dr. Samuel Johnson altered each play by 2,000 words.
What?
And that's the boring one you read in school.
Yeah, which I never knew. That's really interesting.
That is, yeah. Wow.
The point is there was no copyright laws.
Oh, yeah.
So all you ever got was your script rolled up, hence your role, and you got the line before your line and the line after. And they had the prompt book guy sitting on the stage. And it was interactive. Audiences yelling, throwing things. And
What a wild, sounds like a wild scene.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Particularly with no restrooms.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, anywhere is your restroom then, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. And then on May 9th, we're going to talk about The Babe and Lou, Memories and New Jersey Exploits.
Yeah, they have connections here, Peter?
All over.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah? And
the problem is Babe Ruth's family still has an agent. And their proposal is to retire the number 3 across baseball.
Okay. No. Wow. Okay.
And his best friend was the sheriff of Sussex County, who'd been a left-handed pitcher. You can't make this stuff up. A left-handed pitcher for the Yankees who lived in Lake Mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
His chihuahua was in the house when it caught fire, so he put his hand through a glass window, his left hand, saved the dog, but ruined his baseball
career. Sure. Wow.
So Ruth was hunting and fishing, in fact, next to the house of Good Shepherd in the Musconetcon River. And there's great stories, and I collected a bunch. I'm still trying to find Van Atta's daughter. And to make this like 6 degrees of separation, Russ Van Atta, the sheriff, used to tour with Ruth and throw baseballs, and Ruth would hit him out and then autograph him after he retired. And the reason he was never back in baseball, in 1922, he was playing the Negro Leagues. Mm-hmm. His best friend was Bojangles Robinson, who he brought into the clubhouse.
Hmm.
And they said to the owners, you really ought to get some of these guys in the major leagues. And they believe he was ostracized because of his connection to Joe Louis, Robinson.
Wow.
And the fact, the rumor was he was passing for white and he was really black.
Oh, man.
Which is not true.
That was decades before the color barrier was broken, right, in the major leagues,
well, he
right?
toured with them and he was suspended.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and then up here, there's legends. I could take you on a pub crawl if you ever want to go, all the pubs. And
Jerry, you're down with that,
yeah,
right?
Sure, let's do it. Right. What time are we going now? Or?
A pub crawl with so Peter anyway, Lubrecht, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you start up at Chip's Tavern up in on Route 206.
Okay.
And you end up in Stanhope House.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Iconic place. If I make it that far, I don't know if I could. Peter Lubrecht is here. Jerry Galante, also Hackettstown Free Public Library. And I'm really excited about the partnership you guys are doing, because these are events involving Peter, but also House of the Good Shepherd is involved too. In-person, remote access. How does it work for these events that are coming up?
It's actually both.
Okay,
so,
great.
Yeah, so Pete's there live at House of the Good Shepherd. And basically, I'm on the computer setting it up with a Zoom. So the Zoom, I believe, is already posted on each event.
Yes.
So,
oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, so you can just pull that, keep it. I also send out a reminder day before or morning of, just to let people know and give them the Zoom link again in case, you know, they don't feel like driving that night or whatever. You can always tune in via Zoom.
That is excellent.
And we record them, so they're then on a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
afterwards.
They're on YouTube.
Yeah,
which
and
I'm grateful.
A recent one you did, Peter, thousands of views. You said it got right.
Yeah,
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
right,
that one
right.
Was like 12,000 at least.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's hard to predict what people are interested in. You know, there's the hardcore Civil War. The last one, I got an email correcting who I left out.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Turns out the guy lives up the road, but that's another story. So, yeah, it's hard to find. This is titled America's Past, A Walk Through History.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really kind of focused more on local history and how it impacts. You know, Rutherford Hall had Franklin Roosevelt up here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. The Secretary, I think of State, Seward, had relatives in Dover and Mount Olive.
Wow.
And the house is still there in Mount Olive if you go look for it. So, you know, more of the local connections to, yeah, I had written a book on the 3rd New Jersey Cavalry, and they're all over this area.
That's
one
amazing.
One of them owned Waterloo Village as farm. Yeah, so that's kind of where the focus is. Yeah.
Just great. So a couple events coming up involving the Hackettstown Free Public Library and just an amazing writer and incredible storyteller, Peter Lubrecht. Get involved with these events and other things that are happening with the library as well. And, yeah, these are going to be really good. So check your website or social for the links and things.
Yeah, we're going to continue the events throughout the year.
Okay.
Pete's going to update me when he comes up with what he wants to do when.
Great.
And we'll figure that out.
Maybe by then my website will be back up.
Okay.
It's been a challenge.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that, too. But Peter and Jerry, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you. Looking forward to these great events.
So excited you guys are working together. But really good stuff. And thanks again for coming in to talk about it.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Bert.